KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, President Cyril Ramaphosa has yet to arrive at the White House for a high-level diplomatic meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump was due to have received him half an hour ago, but it's not clear where and what the holdup is. Ramaphosa will be joined by a delegation that includes four cabinet ministers, as well as businessmen Johann Rupert and Adrian Gore, COSATU President Zinkiswa Losi, as well as golfers Ernie Els and Retief Goosen. South Africa is seeking to rescue the strained relations with Washington. The two leaders will hold discussions on a range of issues, including trade and South Africa's foreign policy position. Well, AgriSA CEO Johan Kotze believes balanced trade ties between South Africa and the U.S. can help calm current tensions. The U.S. recently imposed 30% tariffs on exports, including citrus and macadamia nuts. Kotze told Newsroom Africa that maintaining reciprocal trade agreements is crucial for the agricultural sector and economic stability.
Our president, it's not the first time he's negotiating. He's a good negotiator. I don't think there's a man in the world that can stand up and say it's going to be easy and it's going to play a major role in bringing one-to-one on trade, factoring in the significance of South Africa for America into a deal like this. My take is I don't think he's going to sell us out.
Well, earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Trump was open to resetting ties only if South Africa rethinks its stance on Israel. He was responding to questions from Foreign Relations Committee members at a meeting.
Obviously, the position they've adopted towards Israel is way not just off balance, but completely geared towards one side. And it makes one wonder about these allegations that are out there now of foreign influence, including with Iran. They clearly, on the global stage and multiple multinational organizations, have consistently been a vote against America's interests.
Here at home, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana says government will need to find tax measures to raise at least 20 billion rand in the 2026 budget. He tabled a new budget this afternoon.
We have allocated an additional 7.5 billion over the medium term to increase the effectiveness of the South African Revenue Services in collecting more revenue. Part of this allocation will be used to increase collection from debts owed to the fiscus. SARS has indicated that this could raise between 20 billion and 50 billion in additional revenue per year.
And while foreign buyers are spending big on South African homes, experts warn this trend could drive up prices and affect affordability for local buyers. The Western Cape still leads in high-end property sales, but KZN is quickly getting attention. According to a new report from property data firm Lightstone, foreigners without South African residency are paying over 2.7 million rand on average for homes. This is more than double the amount paid by local buyers. Hotspots like Umhlanga, Balito, Zimbali and other parts of the South Coast are drawing attention from international investors for their relaxed coastal lifestyle. Buyers are coming from Europe, the UK and the Middle East, often in search of retirement or holiday properties. Durban 21 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 22. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.